各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
感恩节是美国法定的节日。
Thanksgiving is a statutory holiday.
它是为了纪念和感谢原住民。
It is to remember and thank the original inhabitant.
当年对他们的先民所给予的慷慨的帮助。
I thank the inhabitants for generously providing help to the American ancestors.
这种感恩的情怀是值得赞美的。
This thankful heart is to be praised.
我们中国人也是非常注重感恩的。
We Chinese actually focus on being thankful.
在中华传统文化当中有这样一句话。
In Chinese culture, there's a saying such as,
他明确地表达出感恩的这种心意。
It expresses what a thankful heart is like.
他说：“滴水之恩，当什么呀？当涌泉相报。”
It basically says, "Drop of water in need should be returned with a spring."
他就教导我们，受了别人的恩惠，就应当加倍的报答。
It basically teaches us when we receive goodness in time of need, we should return favor much more.
还有一句话。
There's another saying.
叫做年纪大的讲的比较多，年纪轻的不怎么记得了。
Elder people might say this more often comparing to the younger ones.
他说大恩怎么样？大恩不言谢。
Basically, it's words can't express our gratitude enough.
这句话我们现在很少用了。
We use this phrase a lot less now.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就如果受了人家大的恩惠的话。
When we receive great grace or gift from others.
就不能够只是说一声谢谢就完了。
We can not just say thank you. That's not enough.
一定要有报恩的行动。
We should follow with actions of thanksgiving.
今天我们从三个方面来思想。
So today we'll think of in three perspectives.
就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六、十七、十八节。
And that is First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18.
我们来思想这三节很简短的圣经给我们教导。
We'll look at the short passage and what it teaches us.
第一部分是思想主的大恩大爱。
The first perspective is think of God's grace and love.
主耶稣给我们的恩有多大呢？
How wide is the grace of our Lord Jesus?
他给我们的爱有多深呢？
And how deep is his love for us?
有一首圣诗啊，叫做我曾舍命为你。
There's a hymn named "I Gave My Life to for Thee."
你们现在唱的诗歌都比较新潮的啊，我不知道你们有没有了啊。
The songs that we sing now are more contemporary. Not sure if you guys know about this one.
但是古老的圣诗为什么会千百年来流传下来？
The reason why hymns continue on for generations.
它为什么能够感动人心？
The reason why it can touch so many hearts.
不是因为它的曲调。
It's not because of the tone, the melody. Thank you.
多么优美，多么现代。
How beautiful it is, how contemporary it is.
而是因为它有神的生命在里面。
The reason is because it has God's life in the song, in the hymn.
我把这一首圣诗念给你们听。
I'll read this hymn to you.
歌中是这样唱的。
It says this.
我曾舍命为你。
I gave my life for thee.
我血为你流出。
My precious blood I shed.
救你从死扶起。
That thou might be, that might's ransom be.
使你罪过得赎。
And quicken from the dead.
为你我命曾舍。
I gave my life for thee.
你舍何事为我？
What hast thou given for me?
我离父家天庭。
My father's house of light.
撇下荣耀宝座。
My glory circle throne.
乃此暗室沉吟。
I left for earthly night.
饱尝孤独漂泊。
For wandering sad and alone.
为你，为你，我添加陈舍。
I left it all for thee.
你舍何福为我。
Hast thou left all for me?
为你饱尝苦痛。
I suffered much for thee.
口舌难以形容。
More than thy tongue can tell.
忍受枪刺鞭伤。
Of bitterest agony.
救你脱离死亡。
To rest thee from hell.
为你，为你，忍受一切。
I've borne it all for thee.
你受何苦为我。
What hast thou borne for me?
我从天庭添加。
And I have brought to thee.
谦卑屈尊降下。
Down from my home above.
带来完备救恩。
Salvation full and free.
并我宽容怜悯。
My pardon and my love.
向你，向你厚恩陈思。
I bring rich gifts to thee.
你将何物献我。
What hast thou brought to me?
表达的多么的深刻感人啊。
How deeply the song expresses God's love.
基督徒们。
Christians.
正是白白的领受了这大恩大爱的人啊。
Christians are all those freely receive the grace and love from God.
我们是否听到了主对我们的深深的呼唤？
Do we hear Jesus calling towards us?
你舍何事为我？
What hast thou given for me?
你舍何福为我？
What hast thou left for me?
你受何苦为我？
What hast thou borne for me?
你将何物献我？
What hast thou brought to me?
你和我是怎样在回应主的呼唤呢？
How do you and I respond to God's calling?
第二部分。
The second point.
基督徒要常常有敬拜的生活。
Christian must have a life full of worship.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
16, 17, 18节。
16, 17, 18.
它是对教会的一般指示。
It's a command, it's a thought for a church.
神的命令非常的简短直接。
God's command is short and to the point.
基督徒要常常有这样的敬拜生活。
Christians must have this type of worshiping life.
喜乐、祷告、谢恩。
Rejoice, pray, and give thanks.
我们要特别注意作者所使用的副词。
We have to look at the verbs that the author used.
常常、不住和凡事。
And that is always, continuously, and in all circumstances.
什么是常常呢？
What does it mean by always?
就不是偶尔的。
And that is not sometimes.
所以我们的喜乐不是偶尔的喜乐一下。
So therefore, our joy is not that doesn't occur just sometimes.
什么是不住呢？
What does it mean by non-stop?
就是不停顿的。
It means not non-stopping.
所以我们的祷告是不停顿的在祷告。
So therefore, our prayer should be continuously non-stop.
什么叫凡事呢？
What does it mean by in all circumstances?
就是没有例外。
That means there's no exclusion.
包括一切。
It means including everything.
所以我们的谢恩不是一件事。
So therefore, our thanksgiving is not just one thing.
不是你想到了就谢恩了。
It's not when you think of it, you give thanks.
这种喜乐、祷告、谢恩这种敬拜的生活
Rejoice, prayer, and give thanks, this type of worshiping lifestyle.
不只是在某一个个别的特别的情况之下才这样做。
It doesn't occur in a very special occasion.
才需要这样做。
It's not in a special occasion that we do such.
而是在任何时候，任何决定，都必须 不断地寻求神的旨意。
It's in every situation, every circumstance, every decision that we make, we seek God's will.
既然刚才我们说了，这是神的命令。
Since we say that it's God's command,
就不是可以这样做，也可以不这样做。
It's not saying we can choose to do one versus the other.
但是在我们的实际生活当中啊。
But in our actual life,
我们常常会认为。
We often think of.
有些事情是和神有关系的。
We think some things are God's business.
但是有些事情是跟神没关系的呀。
And some things are not God's business.
啊，可是我们对照神的命令。
However, towards God's command.
显然这样的划分是错误的。
It is wrong to have this kind of separation.
因为与神没有关系的事情是不存在的。
Because there's no such things that is not God's business.
无论是在我们的工作当中。
Whether it's at work.
在我们的家庭里边
family,
在我们的娱乐当中
or in our social life,
以及在我们个人的敬拜或者公开的敬拜当中
or in our personal devotion or openly worship time,
都是神要得荣耀的地方。
It is all places that is to bring glory to God.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为神造人的目的很清楚了。
Because God's creation, creating man, he has a specific purpose.
他说我造这些百姓是为了荣耀我自己。
He created man to bring glory to himself.
是为了见证我的美德。
To proclaim his goodness.
他为这个来造人的。
That is the purpose of God creating man.
汽车是人造的。
Cars are made by men.
手机是人造的。
Same thing with cell phones.
如果你的汽车、你的手机，他会跟你说啊。
If your phone or your car says this to you.
啊，对不起，今天我要休息。
Sorry, I'm off today.
我不能够载你去。
I can't take you to.
现在我不能够跟你通电话。
Or I can't really use, I can't have you use me to call someone.
你有什么感受？
How would you feel?
这个汽车要它干什么？
What is the point of having a car?
这个手机有用吗？
What about the cell phone? It's useless.
同样的道理。
Same perspective.
我们是为神的荣耀而造的。
We were created to bring glory to God.
可是我们要分哪些时候，我是应该感谢他的。
If we choose when we want to give thanks to God.
哪些时候我是要敬拜他的。
Or choose when we want to worship God.
而哪些时候我不必了。
Or and versus other times, we don't have to do such things.
因为我不在教会里呀。
Because I'm not in church.
我在家里呀。
I'm at home.
我是在娱乐当中啊。
I'm in my social life.
你认为这个对吗？
Do you think that's right?
如果手机和汽车也像这样来对待我们，你就不要它了，另外买一辆。
If your car or your phone does a similar thing, you would just toss it out and don't want it anymore.
所以与神没有关系的事情是不存在的。
So therefore, there's no such thing that is not God's business.
第三部分。
Third point.
基督徒应该怎样？感谢神的恩典。
That is, how do Christians have a thankful heart towards God's grace?
我们常常用的、经常用的圣经是什么？和合本，对吗？
The Bible that we use usually is NIV version.
和合本的翻译是凡事谢恩。
The translation in Chinese basically says give thanks in all things.
但这并不完全反映出保罗的观点。
It doesn't meet Paul's original meaning.
现代修订本的圣经是这样翻译的。
Now the translation is such.
他说在任何环境中都要感谢。
And that is in all circumstances we need to give thanks.
这才是保罗的原意。
That is what Paul meant.
我们把这样这两种翻译凡事谢恩和在任何环境当中都要感谢我们对照一下。
So if we put the two together simultaneously, Chinese translation.
显然这两种翻译是不太一样的。
You can see that the translation has a little difference.
他们所指的是不同的。
What they're focusing on is slightly different.
我们设想一下。
Let's think about this.
当我们遭遇到苦难或者遭遇到试探的时候。
When we face trial or persecution.
遭遇到逼迫的时候。
Or persecution.
通常我们会怎么反应呢？
How do we usually react?
我们不大可能去感谢神让我在这处在这种逼迫之中。
Most of people won't thank God for putting us in this trial or persecution.
对吗？
Right?
我们的反应可能就是神啊，为什么我要遇到这样的苦难，遭到这样的逼迫呢？
Most of us will ask God, why am I in such situation?
我们去问。
We often ask.
我们去求神啊，你帮助我。
We pray and ask God to help us.
脱离这个苦难。
To get away from this kind of situation.
这是我们一般的就是这样反应。
Most of us would respond in such way.
但是根据保罗的意思。
But according to Paul's meaning in the passage.
我们仍然可以在这些处境当中心存感谢。
That is, even if we're in this kind of situation, we should have a thankful heart.
我们用这样的心态来对待你所遭遇的苦难和逼迫。
We should face the challenges ahead of us with this type of heart.
就大大不一样了。
Our perspective will be changed.
另外
And another thing.
十八节的全文是这样。
Verse 18 it says this.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And that is give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
神所定的旨意是什么意思呢？
What does it mean by God's will?
他就是说，凡事谢恩，乃是神向所有属于天父耶稣基督的人，也就是所有的信徒。
Okay, give thanks in all circumstances. Here it means it's a command from Heavenly Father to all Christians, to those who belong to Him, His disciples.
向他们所发出的命令。
It's a command from Him to us.
因此，我们感恩呢，本来就是对神自然而且合宜的一种回应。
So therefore, our thanksgiving is a natural response we have towards God.
要明白凡事谢恩并不难。
To understand the concept is not difficult.
就这四个字嘛。
It's only four characters in Chinese.
不管什么事都要谢恩。
That is to give thanks in all circumstances.
这个理解并不难。
It's not very difficult to understand.
重要的是真正要把它做到。
The important thing is to actually do such thing.
你和我想做一个凡事谢恩的人吗？
Do you and I want to be someone who give thanks in all circumstances?
那就先做一个对神信靠顺服的人。
We first need to be someone who is obedient to God's word.
因为神应许说
Because God promised.
这样的人必蒙福。
Obedient people will be blessed.
一个蒙福的人怎么能不知恩、不感恩、不谢恩呢？
How can a blessed person not know grace and be full of thanksgiving?
你和我想做一个凡事谢恩的人吗？
Do you and I want to be someone who is full of thanksgiving?
那就先做一个对神、对人都充满了爱的人。
So we first need to be someone who is full of love towards man as well as God.
因为这样的人他的心里牵挂着神的国、神的义以及众人的需要。
Because this type of people usually focuses on God's kingdom and his righteousness as well as the need of other people.
这种真爱、这种真情不断地在感动着他。
Because this true love continuously encourages them to do the work.
激发着他去行动。
Encourages them to do work.
我们来看一下保罗的例子。
Let's look at Paul's example.
哥罗西书里边记载。
In Colossians it says.
虽然保罗自己还在这个监狱里边。
Even though Paul himself was in prison.
但是他常常为信徒代祷。
But he prayed for the believers often.
他为信徒感谢神。
And he gave thanks for them.
帖撒罗尼迦前书里边记载。
In 1 Thessalonians it recorded such.
他为圣徒领受真道而不住的感谢神。
Paul gave thanks to God for those who believed in the truth.
在提摩太后书里面记载。
In 2 Timothy.
他为提摩太的眼泪感谢神。
Paul thanked the Lord for Timothy's tears.
他为提摩太的无为的信心感谢神。
He also thanked the Lord for Timothy's sincere faith.
在腓利门书里边。
In Philemon.
他为腓利门的信心感谢神。
Paul thanked the Lord for Philemon's faith.
他为腓利门的善事感谢神。
And also thank God for Philemon's good deeds.
为什么？
Why?
因为他心里面装着神的国、神的义和众人的需要。
Because Paul has God's kingdom and God's righteousness, as well as people others' needs in his heart.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你和我想要做一个凡事谢恩的人吗
？Do you and I want to be someone who is who give thanks in all their circumstances？
那就先做一个敬虔知足的人。
So let us first be someone who is full of contentment.
圣经说，敬虔加上知足，便是加上知足的心，便是大力了。
Because in the Bible it says, of course, godliness with contentment is great gain.
知足的人常常有喜乐平安。
Content people are full of joy always.
他怎么不会？常常去感谢神。
How can they not give thanks to God all the time?
你和我想做一个凡事谢恩的人吗
？Do you and I want to be someone who give thanks in all circumstances?
那就先做一个常常数算主恩的人。
We must be someone who count God's blessing all the time.
这样的人对主的恩典念念不忘。
Because then we will not forget God's goodness, God's grace.
他必定会常常的去感恩的。
Therefore, we will be thankful all the time.
最后
，lastly，
我想谈谈我自己在凡事谢恩这件事情上的感受。
I want to share with you my thoughts on giving thanks in all circumstances.
我的信仰生活不断地证实。
My spiritual life confirms all the time.
神的恩典是无时无刻无所不在的。
That God's grace never ceases and always there, no matter what my circumstances.
前些年我读到一本书。
A couple years ago, I read a book.
他说作者说他说我每天起来都有一万件事情要感谢神。
The author says every day I have about 10,000 things to thank God for.
你们今天好像唱了一首，是不是这个？
We just sang the song today.
他说我心里面呢，当时在想这有这么多吗
？When I read the book, I thought, are there that many things to be thankful for?
可是看完他所举的例子
，But after looking at his example,
我就服气了。
I understood.
因为从天地万物到我们自己的生命存活
Because from everything in the world, to our lives,
哪一件不是由神而来的呢？
What is one thing that is not from God?
只不过我们没有去想过。
We just never really thought about it.
我们认为这一切都是很自然的。
We assume everything is supposed to be.
是应该有的。
It should be like this.
比如说
For example,
我们时时刻刻都在呼吸空气，对吗？
We're breathing air every moment.
但是有几个人在想过，我呼吸这个空气是神的恩典呢？
How many of us think of that as grace from God.
本来就有空气吗
Air already there. It's already there.
是不是不需要感谢啊
Right. We don't have to be thankful for.
这样事情太多。
There are so many things.
像这样的事情在我们的生命里边。
There are so many things in our life.
在我们的生活当中。
In our everyday life.
何止万千。
It's not just 10,000.
就是在我们的属灵的生活里。
Even in our spiritual life,
又何尝不是如此
？It's the same thing.
有些人呢，只有在主日崇拜当中思想到神。
Some people only think of God when they're in Sunday service.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank God for His goodness on Sunday service.
那其他时间呢
？How about other times?
你还有想到吗
？Do you still think of God's goodness and grace?
好像就不必了。
Maybe no.
有些人只是在遭遇到困难、遇到了病痛的时候，他会思想到神。
Some people think of God when they're in adversity or when they're sick.
他才祈求神。
They pray to God.
但是在那些过得很顺利的日子里边
，And in good times,
他认为自己是有本事。
They think of it's because of themselves.
自己是运气好。
How lucky they are.
所以凡事亨通。
That's why everything is so smooth.
五子登科。就是五种有福气的东西都来了。
All the good things, all the blessings are here.
妻子、车子、房子，还什么？
Wife, car, all the good things.
五子登科，还有他的这个学位等等啊。
Including education.
他认为他是他自己有本事。
It's because of themselves.
我奋斗出来的嘛。
Yeah, everything is here, all the blessings.
是不是？或者说我运气好啊，碰上了嘛。
Or maybe it's my luck.
他并不认为这是神给他的恩典。
They don't think of it as God's blessing.
他把凡事谢恩的教训忘记了。
He forget about the teachings of being thankful in all circumstances.
其实，这是我是这么说了。
I know I say such thing.
如果神要跟你开个玩笑
，But if God played a joke on you.
让你各种分泌当中的一个分泌腺不通。
If God blocked one of your excretory things systems in your body,
你就受不了。
You won't be able to take it.
我们脑神经里边有上亿个神经细胞。
We have billions of cells in our head, in our body, in our head.
就有几个一断，你就受不了。
If there's a disconnect.In any part of the body, you won't be able to take it.
所以，弟兄姐妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
忽视或者忘记神的恩典的人是有罪的。
Those who neglect or forget God's grace is sinful.
后果是很可怕的。
The consequence is scary.
诗篇第五十篇二十二节说
，Psalm 50:22 says,
你们忘记神的，要思想这事。免得我把你们撕碎，无人搭救。
Says this, consider this, you who forget God, or I will tear you to pieces with no one to rescue you.
诗篇第九篇十七节说。
Psalm 9:17.
恶人就是忘记神的外邦人，都必归到阴间。
One moment.
Sorry.9:17.
Thank you. 9:17 says, "The wicked go down to the realm of the dead. All the nations that forget God."
与此相反
，In the contrary,
一个常常存感恩之心的人呢
？Someone who is full of thanksgiving.
凡事谢恩的人呢
？That in all circumstances give thanks to God.
神就必然亲近他。
God will be near him.
正像雅各书四章第八节所说
Just like James 4:8 says this.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Come near to God, and he will come near to you.
我的信仰证实了。
My faith proves.
神的话是千真万确的。
That God's words are always true.
我绝不会忘记。
I will never forget.
是神在我的晚年把最有价值的人生赐给了我。
I will never forget that it's God who gave me my most valuable life in my later years.
在我侍奉的道路上
，in my serving road,
他始终与我同在。
He continuously to be with me.
为我开路
，He prepared the way for me.
领我前行
，He guided me forward.
无论是顺境逆境
，No matter if it's good times or adversity,
从来没有离开过我。
He has never left me.
他帮助我穿过一道又一道痛苦的墙。
He has helped me go through walls after walls of pain.
他改变我的生命。
He kept on changing my life.
他让我在灵里边获得自由。
He allowed me to face freedom in spiritual life.
有一首圣诗这样唱。
There's a hymn that says this.
它叫做《除你以外》。
It says, "The name is beside you, Lord."
我觉得真是唱出了我的心声。
It really sings out what is in the deepest of my heart.
他说：“除你以外，在天上 我还能有谁？
Says, besides you, Lord, who else in heaven do I have?
除你以外，在地上我别无眷恋。
Besides you, Lord, there's none on earth that I desire.
除你以外，有谁能擦干我的眼泪？
Besides you, Lord, who else could dry the tears I shed?
除你以外，有谁能带给我安慰？
Besides you, Lord, who could comfort the distressed?
虽然我的肉体和我的心肠渐渐的衰退，
Though my flesh and my heart, they may waste away.
但是神是我心里的力量，
Even failing me, but my God, he is my strength.
是我的福分，直到永远。
He is my portion forevermore.
这就是我的心声。
That is from the bottom of my heart.
所以为主而活啊。
So therefore, living for God,
是幸福无比的。
What joy do I have? How much joy is that?
我要大声的对你们说。
So I want to proclaim to you all.
生活在神的恩福当中的人呢、啊、
Those who live in God's grace and blessing.
不可忘记神的恩典。
We should never forget God's grace.
不可忘记凡事谢恩呢、啊。
Don't forget to give thanks to God in all circumstances.
圣经说，凡有耳的就应当听了。
Those who have ear must hear.
常常喜乐。
As rejoice always.
不住祷告。
Pray continuously.
凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
慈爱的天父。
Heavenly Father.
我们的恩主耶稣基督
Our Lord Jesus Christ
诸天述说你的荣耀
The heaven declares the glory of God
穹苍传扬你的手段
The skies proclaim the work of your hands
我们的救恩是从你而来的
Our salvation is from you
你赦免我们的一切罪孽
You have forgiven all of our sins
医治我们一切的疾病
And heal all our sickness
你没有按照我们的罪过来待我们。
You do not treat us according to our sins.
你也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。
Nor repay us with our sins.
天离地何等的高。
As far as heaven as are above the earth.
你的爱也何等的大。
So great is your love for those who love you.
东离西有多远。
As far as the east is from the west.
你叫我们的过犯。离我们也有多远
？So far, have you removed our transgressions?
我们在苦难中呼求你。
We seek you in the days of trouble.
你就从患难中搭救我们。
You save us from our adversities.
我们怎能忘记这一切的恩惠
？How do we ever forget such grace?
今天，你的儿女们在这里献上感恩。
Today, your children give thanks here.
也祈求你宽恕。我们往日的亏欠
May you please forgive us for our shortcomings.
保守我们的心怀意念
Protect our hearts as well as our minds.
长存感恩之心
To always be grateful.
凡事谢恩得蒙你的喜悦
Have thanksgiving in all circumstances to please you.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名
Pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢